Open knowledge in the community that Huddersfield Mosque is breaking COVID rules, claims worshipper. By Kurt Zindulka on October 12, 2020. Worshipping whistleblowers have revealed that a mosque in Huddersfield, England, has consistently skirted the China virus lockdown measures after it was shut down following two members of the mosque's management contracting the virus. A local source said that the mosque had held secret prayer services over the past week, despite management's claims that the mosque was shut after one worshipper died of coronavirus and a member of the management has been hospitalized with the virus. The source supplied the local Yorkshire Live news outlet photo and video evidence allegedly showing the staff at the mosque who are responsible for implementing a track and trace system failing to abide by social distancing and mask requirements. The whistleblower also said that Imam Umar Hayat and other members of the management had not implemented proper safety restrictions. He said that the imam, as well as many other members of the mosque, have been in close contact with those infected, yet have failed to self-isolate, adding that he was shocked by the lax attitude taken by the Islamic House of Worship following the death of a worshipper. Another source told the news outlet, "It's open knowledge within the community that there's been gatherings outside the entrance with people seen shaking hands and hugging. It's a very relaxed attitude. We know members who have had coronavirus in their family have been frequenting the mosque when they should be self-isolating," he added. A spokesman for the mosque's management committee denied the claims, saying, "The mosque has not been in use since it closed down. I've reviewed CCTV footage and confirmed. There are individuals, who are key holders, visiting in order to coordinate the deep clean and the imam, a key worker, who is going in to say the call to prayer for the five daily prayers, but no member of the public is visiting the mosque as no prayer service or other such gatherings are taking place," the spokesman said. A spokesman for Kirklees Council said, "We have worked closely with places of worship throughout the pandemic to make sure they are able to open safely and the vast majority have gone above and beyond to keep people safe and prevent the spread of the virus." From early on in the pandemic, figures on the left in the United Kingdom have claimed that the apparent disproportionate impact of the China virus on so-called BAME, Black and Minority Ethnic, or Black, Asian, and Minority Ethnic, communities in Britain as a result of racism rather than any behavioral differences. In April, the left-wing mayor of London Sadiq Khan suggested that structural racism in the UK was a leading driver of racial minorities dying from the Chinese virus. "We cannot ignore the barriers of discrimination and structural racism that exist in our society, which contribute to ethnic minorities being more likely to suffer," the Muslim mayor said. Others, however, have pointed to large-scale public gatherings including several viral videos showing large groups of men packing onto the streets of Manchester to celebrate Pakistan and Afghanistan Independence Days in August. Footage released on social media showed the largely maskless crowds climbing on cars and street fixtures, as well as dancing in the streets to traditional music and waving the flags of the Islamic countries. Some were also seen confronting police, shouting "F the police" as they tried to break up the illegal gathering. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here, @KurtZindulka.